Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast. You re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. And to start this episode off, the end of the debate is here. The question, who wins in these console wars via Sony and Microsoft? As of this week, Sony wins. Because they just had a press release with the price drop of their newest generation, the PS5, and some new exclusives and game content. They win. Like,
they hit Xbox incredible. With that.
All right, I like your cut, G.
Oh, right.
Smack the Xbox.
And as always, my regulars here, Deshaun.
Yo, what's good?
And Dawson.
What's up?
We just had to get that out of the way because, holy cow, that conference that they had.
It kind of waxed Microsoft cheeks, bruh. It greased their cheek.
It cleaned it. Like, so just to
give...
I just want to give a rundown for people that may have missed all this news, right? So let me just... where is all this stuff? Okay, so you have... During their conference, you know, you had... I think a Monster Hunter update... trailer, you had Demon Souls official gameplay.
Oh, yeah, a new Monster Hunter game.
Right.
That was for Switch, excuse me.
That was for Switch. The Devil, Deshaun's favorite, Devil May Cry special edition with the addition of Virgil. For you,
take my money.
Right, yeah, he's hooked. A teaser trailer for God of War Ragnarok coming in 2021. So everyone's lit for that. That's all going to be an exclusive just to cash in Sony's pockets. 7 minutes of gameplay for the new Spider-Man Miles Morales games is dropped this holiday season, which is going to be awesome. You know, the new Resident Evil game, another trailer for that. Final Fantasy 16 reveal trailer, which had a lot of people hype. You know, Crash Bandicoot 4. I think Crysis Remastered?
Yeah, Crysis Remastered.
Which everyone loves the nano suit antics of the Crysis series. Well, the Monarchs to Rise is for Nintendo. And then the new Hogwarts game, Hogwarts Legacy.
Gross.
You said gross?
Yeah.
No. That game's going to be fine. I don't even watch Harry Potter. But you got to think of it like this. Look, just say, like, all y'all, I'm thinking of it like this. All y'all going to I think it's going to be an online experience where it's like everyone's just chilling out Hogwarts and I get to create my own wizard.
And it's if like, it's online, I'll get it.
So you just want
so I can play with the boys.
You just want your nostalgia grab of you back in the day when we used to play Wizard 101 up to that free trial point, where then you had to pay.
Yeah,
and start another. Yeah, that's
I want Wizards 101, but updated with graphics.
Harry Potter
with Harry Potter skin and updated graphics, man. Like,
God, that was,
hop
that,
on
that,
with the boys. Hey, I'm hopping on Hogwarts tonight, guys. And you're like, oh, cool. And now you're like, hey, bro, what spells you got? You know, I got that new fire spell. And you're like, wow, bruh.
I hope they don't allow you to choose your house. Because, yeah, you know, everybody's going to choose Slytherin, dude. Slytherin or Ravenclaw.
What are you smoking?
Hufflepuff makes up less than 1% of the
You feel like server population. Slytherin or Gryffindor. No one cares about Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw.
No one's choosing Ravenclaw?
No one's look.
Like, everyone's choosing Slytherin.
Everyone's choosing Gryffindor.
No. I thought that's like the generic choice.
Look, I mean,
maybe they can't let people choose because
has anyone done the wizardingworld.com and it chooses?
Yes, every time I get Slytherin or Ravenclaw.
Oh, I get Slytherin all the time. Dawson, what do you get?
Slytherin.
See, I did like
it's because everybody's a bad person, all right?
No, it's just funny. Everyone I used to be, everyone I hang around back at school kept getting Gryffindor. I'm like, bro, you fucking protagonist ass motherfuckers. I'm over here being the only Slytherin.
I hope they let you take a test.
Slytherin people actually have realistic goals for life. Hot take. You know, Draco Malfoy, like, hadn't dealt with all that bullshit with the Harry Potter stuff, probably would have become a successful mage.
Possibly.
Am
I wrong? I've
seen the Harry Potter movies. I did take the test because my sister let me take it, and I know about Slytherin, but I haven't seen any of the Harry Potter movies or read any of the books.
Really?
Yeah.
I read the books. Not really a big fan of it. Seen the movies. Not a big fan.
And I watched the movies up to... I think I stopped watching movies after number four. I didn't care anymore.
Actually, no. I've seen the first one. That's it.
But, also, while this whole debate of the console wars is still going on, Nintendo's just chilling and pumping out stuff because they can. You know, there's a Monster Hunter exclusive coming out. They released Super Mario 3D All-Stars, which I actually, pleased to hear, I did not buy.
I heard really bad things about it.
Because
a friend of mine was telling me that, like,
they're just
it's just an emulation, dude.
They're just emulated over. There's nothing touched up or new about them. They're just emulated over, like stuff you could find on ROMs. Just like that's no fun. That's not what I wanted. But that's why I didn't immediately buy it. So same, but what I did buy.
You know that price is never gonna be on sale. Because it's limited time.
Oh, it's limited till like March, right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that price is never going to be on sale.
$60 for that.
So, pretty much, I'm just not going to buy it.
But what I did buy this week, because it dropped, is Master Roshi on Dragon Ball Fighters. And, oh man! Me and Deshaun had so much fun playing that. Didn't we, Deshaun?
I mean, yeah. Roshi's buns.
We went.
By buns, I mean really good.
Yeah, but I was about to say, like, what are you talking about, buns? Like,
you make the good buns.
We went through the combo tree, we learned all his moves, and we learned some strings.
Backwards Kamehameha.
And I found my team that works so well with it.
Bro, fuck your team.
What's the team?
I have Master Roshi as my point. I have base Vegeta, Saiyan Saga Vegeta as my mid, and as my anchor, I have Tien. Ten Shinhan.
Try Beam!
Yes, because that does a lot of damage. Vegeta is a good mix-up artist and has comparable damage, and can his level 1 super combos into Tien's level 1 super. And with a certain, I think Master Roshi's B assist works really well with both of them, and it's just so good.
Mister, I keep using the Mafuba.
Oh, because it works! It's literally...
No.
His triangle combo and his three moves that have the invisibility frames, once you get those, it's... Because it knocks them back, it can go instantly to the Mafuba.
Which is...
The Mafuba! And it's like, yes! And it's a switch up to send in another character, like, bruh, no, I don't.
No, I hate it so much. It fucks up my flow so goddamn much.
Your Ultra Instinct Goku's low on health, and you switched him out. Nah, I want him back. Get your ass back here. I also apparently went up 2 squares in the matter of one night because of those matches.
Dude, fuck your squares, dude. Fuck you and that game.
For those who don't know, in Fighter Z, along with the ranking system, there are little squares by your name that show how your win rates, I believe.
And it's not win weight. It is technique usage and like. Overall skill.
And from the lowest being a dark blue, usually those people that rage quit. And
those are rage quitters.
Rage quitters. It goes dark blue, light blue, dark green, light green, orange, red, pink.
You forgot yellow.
Yellow, I counted it as orange. Because it's yellowish orange, and then orange is red, and then
pink. Greg, don't be saying facts that you don't know.
I don't know, just colors. Jesus.
No. Oh, I swear, God. If I pull up this list, Greg.
Fine, I'll pull the list too.
Fact check you.
Okay, DB Z fighters.
No, that's. It's not even just the fighter system, it's used in all Arxis games typically.
Right, but just for the sake of fighters.
Bro, you can't be saying these wrong facts on the podcast.
See, look, I made a mistake. Look, lowest is light blue. It goes light blue, dark green, lower light green, yellow, red, pink is the highest. Normally, me and Deshaun stay around yellow. The last time we played was when Kefla came out, which was a few months back, and I hadn't played since then in about a year or two. He bumped me down to back to green, which is the normal spectrum. At the end of this night of last night's matches, I went from back to yellow up to the second highest, which is red.
Wow, just flex on me all over the podcast, huh?
No, look, I'm gonna say, like, you didn't get knocked down. It just happened. And look, like I told you last night.
That's a flex, Greg.
That's not a flex. That's just a statement.
That is a flex, dude.
You're
ranking up on me.
You can perceive it.
You're getting squares because of me.
You can perceive it as a flex, but I'm just stating a fact.
I'm not perceiving it as a flex. That is a flex.
Now, you didn't.
You gotta say it for the whole world to know, huh? Just making me feel ashamed of my fighter skills. Okay.
It's nothing to be ashamed about. You're still on a higher level spectrum than most people. And like there's gonna be someone listening to be that could be a dark blue or light blue square. You know,
we only got 15 people who listen to this podcast. I'm pretty sure none of them play fighters.
Shush. This is for the future.
For the future.
You have to think like we have a million.
Exactly. Thank you, Doss. Now,
because we do have a million.
Right. What else?
A million souls who don't listen. I'm just like,
oh, bruh.
I'm sorry.
The souls of the dead.
But you know, 2020 keeps punching everyone in the gut, and there's another unfortunate death. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, she passed away at the age of 87.
Cool story, bro. But I don't remember. I'm just what.
Bro, that's so awful. That is so awful. For those Apple people, iOS 14 dropped.
Them widgets, boy.
Widgets, and I'm still struggling on how to figure out how to how I want things to be placed. But you know, I'm being creative with it. Like my little brother, he showed me today. He made his entire thing and all his apps Windows 95.
Oh man!
Yeah, I thought that made me laugh.
Bro, he wasn't even alive for Windows 95. I bet he never even used a computer that has Windows 95.
Probably hasn't, but he says he likes the aesthetic. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my sister color coded all her apps, and I'm like, how long did that take you? And I was an hour. I was like, I don't have the patience for that.
Right.
I said, I have my widgets that I use, and it looks fine how it is now.
Imagine being an Apple user.
Look. Deshaun, I was
if with you're you. Not on that poor Android gang life, then
look, I was with you for the longest time. Dawson can attest to this. I was like the only person out there with an Android phone. But you know what? As much as I know,
yeah, just enjoy the government slurping up your information, dude.
As much as I know, Samsung and Androids are the superior technology. I will say Apple has a better ecosystem.
No,
in the connectivity between other Apple products, yes, it does.
I mean, what I was going to say is that they don't have the superior technology. Apple does have the superior technology when it comes to, like, cameras and overall specs. It's just versatility of your Android product. So, If you want free shit or illegal shit, get an Android.
Bruh, so I can get, like, a fucking member. I used to go on QApp, which is the Japanese mobile app store, so I can get Dokkan Battle Japan version and get then twice the pulls.
Exactly. If you want your sleazy stuff, you know, less power. If you know you ain't taking any pictures with your phone, don't spend the money on an iPhone. But if you know you're taking pictures, you posting on your Instagram every day, you looking cute or whatever, get you an iPhone. But I don't recommend, you know, make sure you one or two generations behind, because
me and Dawson, I think we both have 8+, right?
Yeah, we have 8. Yep, 8+.
Right, so that's what we stick with, and it's fine. What the only thing we miss out on is what, like the moving emotes.
There's no home button. Moving emotes. I
don't care.
A moving home screen. I don't need that. I really don't.
Okay.
What is it called that, like, when a company plans that something's going to be obsolete?
A dick move?
I mean, yes, but that's what Apple does all the time.
Oh, so, yeah, like, I am full
believe that. It's, like, after 3 generations, like,
they send out an update.
They shut down the last phone with the
Yeah, they do.
Like, they basically make it useless as a brick now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the iPhone 12 has been released. Feel bad for all you iPhone 8 users. What you mean, cuz? I just bought it yesterday. Yeah, and?
Slap! No more using it.
No more iOS updates for you.
But I totally feel that.
Buy a new phone, brokey.
So I was... Also this week, I was juggling around with the idea of picking up Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. And I'd like to thank Deshaun here for persuading me not to buy it because of his testimony.
$40 for that?
No. It is still boo-boo garbage. I was hoping it'd be better by now.
$2 is the appropriate price.
Apparently it's that bad.
Yeah, it is brain dead. Smash button, do combo. And, like, I was like, okay, well, I checked. I was like, okay, auto combo's on, so maybe that was the issue. Turned off auto combo. Simple combos. Still doing combos like it's nothing, dude. I'm just sitting there just, like, basically yawning. Half asleep playing a game. Burning through the story mode like it's nothing.
And it's so funny because watching that gameplay, it looks fun.
You'd think it would be fun.
The trick of the eye.
I mean, because it's faster. Well, it's just as fast as, you know, 3, but, like, the issue is just, as a game, A, your hits don't feel, like, impactful.
Right, they don't. And not.
They don't. And then, second of all, like, it doesn't feel like any of the other Marvel games at all. And, like, I guess they're trying to go for their own vibe, but, like, it didn't feel good. Like, I was playing, like, the story mode. And there's a scene where you play as Ryu versus the Hulk. And, like, I was just disgusted with playing that Ryu, dude.
Ryu the scientist?
Yes, Ryu the scientist, dude. Fucking big
wait.
Yeah.
The scientist?
Yeah, and that's in that game, apparently he's a scientist. And he works with Hulk on, you know, controlling the rage and shit.
What the...
Yeah, Ryu's smart enough. Like, he has, like... It's been basically been applied. Ryu is
has a PhD
on that Bruce Banner status, dude. He's
right.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that's actually stupid.
Yeah. And then also, Black Panther is the king of Monster Hunters and Wakanda.
Yeah.
Which is a cool idea. Which is cool. But then you get crappy ideas like AIM Umbrella. Aimbrella is that's what
called. Yeah, Aimbrella, yeah.
It's just like, ugh. Who?
And I love, sometimes I love how the game can be self-aware on its how stupid it is, because, like, there's a scene where, you know, Hagar is in it, and, like, Frank Wesley is like, what happened? It's like, whatever, like, you know, I got kidnapped while doing paperwork in my office, and Frank's like, you do desk work without a shirt on? And, like, he has a point. What the fuck, Hagar? What are you doing?
Dude, I just imagine when he was running for mayor, dude, he just sat there in that dumbass green
that one strap
whatchamacallit.
And then it has this uncanny, like, stupid thing where every time a character interacts with another character, they have to call it out by full name like to start it off, or somewhere in that first act.
Iron Man, Mega Man,
Captain America, Strider Ryu, Frank West.
Well, I guess like Ghost Iron Man works.
Dude, and fucking when they're talking to Rocket Raccoon, they just call him full on just Rocket Raccoon.
Right.
Rocket Raccoon.
It's so weird. Like, there's a mission where Chris Redfield and Rocket Raccoon are infiltrating a base. It's like one of the earlier missions, and he's like, Rocket Raccoon. Just like, what?
Who wrote this? In that mission, you know, you have Strider, like, stomping around behind Chris, and I'm like, he's a whole ninja. Should be jumping off of walls and stuff.
And then, fine.
Though my favorite interaction in the beginning part of the game is, you know, you get to clash with, like, Phil Lamar voice acting for, like, Dormammu and stuff. And then I think Isaac Singleton Jr. for Black Panther. But you have the interaction for Morgan and Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, that was
like, she's like, what are you coming for, business or pleasure?
Vengeance.
Oh, a bit of both.
He hit her with the fucking beyond thought.
Right. It's like, you're guilty of many things, succubus, but not what I'm looking for. And just tosses her aside. I'm like, bruh.
He said she belonged to the streets.
Ghost Rider has a mission and a plan. He's going to stick to that, goddammit. So help him.
I mean, Morgan does belong to the streets. I mean, she's a succubus.
I do wish that voice, like, for Ghost Rider content in this new age would always be Nicolas Cage.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That would be so expensive. It would. But, like, or something to similar to the extent. Like, you know how in...
But they distorted his voice. Well, like, did they even distort his... I don't even remember.
I don't remember him speaking ever as the Ghost Rider. But, like, you know how some, like, they get, like, they, like, map facial features for, like, Iron Man, you know, or make, get actors that sound similar to Tony, to Robert Downey Jr. Get someone that sounds similar to Nick Cage, at least, like, have them, like, that little crazy streak. What the fucking...
Yeah. So I'm Nicolas Cage.
Right. Yeah. That.
Right.
Yes.
Just imagine. Because, you know, everybody talks about, like, oh, yeah, Nicolas Cage tried out to be Superman. I'm just like, I just imagine that. Is that a bird? Is that a plane?
Nah.
Oh, no. It's me, Superman.
Yeah, I need a Nicolas Cage Superman movie out today. Right now.
If that ever happened, that's how you know we're in the worst timeline.
Dude, that's the Injustice timeline.
That's
dude.
The Injustice. Oh, gosh, no.
Nicolas Cage, his best acting is when he's freaking out, dude.
Yeah.
The Beast!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I went to the mall and I ate a rotisserie chicken and got sick.
Can we get Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man too? Can I see that, please?
Nicolas Cage in Spider-Man 2.
As what?
That's right, Peter Parker.
As
it is I, Dr. Octopus.
No, or make it what? Green Goblin?
Norman? Nah, I want to see him. I want to see him play fucking Scorpion.
Yo, so can we get Nicolas Cage and William Dafoe just freaking out together?
Just make him the Shocker.
The Shocker?
Yes. Like, he's not someone, like, super Mondo important, but, you know, he's in there. He's got some powers.
Like I said, we gotta have William Dafoe and Nicolas Cage just freak out in a room together. Just go full ape shit.
Bruh.
You want Face Off again.
Yes.
Bruh. Pure 90s cheese, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Acting like one another. That is a movie. Yeah. Is just cemented in time as pure 90s. It's
so dumb.
It's so dumb, but so good.
Wouldn't you? Face Off can only work if you have similar body types. Like, if me and Greg were to do Face Off, like, it would be obvious.
No, because they like graft their face, so just like.
It would be obvious that we're not each other because I'm like almost damn near 6 feet.
And so, I mean, you just feel super light and short.
And then they're grafting your face on my body and then vice versa. It's not going to change your physical body.
No.
So it would be obvious, like,
oh, yeah.
That only works in certain scenarios, you know?
So, like, I guess I have a similar body type to, like, Chris, right, Dawson?
I guess.
I guess, like, the closest thing I can think of.
Not really, though, but I guess.
Like, not really, but it's, like, it's just...
You know, like, you and Dawson couldn't play Face Off.
No, we couldn't do it. No.
No, we definitely couldn't. I'm too tall.
Too lanky.
Yeah, I'm too lanky. Yeah. Can we talk about how Ghost Rider is not in the MCU? And I know he showed up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but no, I want him in a
movie. Don't talk about that.
But Yeah, he was in it. I want to say he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Bobby Reyes. Ghost Rider with the car.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I want the well, you want the Sam Elliott Ghost Rider with the horse?
No, I don't want that nigga either. I want fucking I forgot his name.
Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze. I want Johnny Blaze. Yeah, it's Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze sounds like a porn star.
I mean, a lot of superheroes sound like a porn star.
Dude, Peter Parker.
When you really think about it,
Peter Parker does not sound like a porn star.
Okay, no, not Johnny Storm, Susan Storm.
Okay, yeah.
Stormy Daniels, what?
Bro. Oh my gosh.
Reed Richards, come on.
That's
Victor
just...
Von Doom.
Von Doom sounds like
Devon Doom.
And that doesn't even sound like some casual porn. That sounds like some hardcore. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Gay shit.
Victor Von Doom is taking on Ben Grimm.
Oh no!
Fucking.
But yeah, I want Johnny Blaze. I want him in the MCU. He doesn't have to. I don't need him to show up in his own movie. I just need him to just show up.
That's something they cannot do right.
Show up and be OP because. That's what Ghost Rider does.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, I don't want him in his own movie because Ghost Rider, for what the MCU is doing, I feel like they're gonna mess him up if they give him his own movie. Yeah, he's not gonna be as OP as he needs to be.
Can they do the Fantastic Four right first before they do?
Yeah, because I like
think the Fantastic Four as characters just aren't meant for the big screen.
Like, no. They haven't been done
their
right.
Own movie.
Yo,
they have their own.
They
movie.
Haven't. You wanna know why I know they can be do right in a movie? Because I've seen Incredibles, that's why. And that's
okay. That's good logic.
Because of how popular and how well they've done the Spider-Man movies, that's your in right there. That whole storyline of Spider-Man getting like mistakenly captured by the Fantastic Four, I think it's one of their first issues. Like that's how you get them. That works. That would be a great
thing for
them.
Fuck that. We don't even need Spider-Man. We can since they introduced the Quantum Realm, they can really say. I meant what is this shit called in Ant-Man? It's called the Quantum Realm.
Yeah,
that can be. You can kind of say it's the Phantom Zone because I was seeing like this thing, and they can be like, "Well, yeah, they've been in the MCU, but there were some scientists in the '60s because it's kind of because Reed Richards is kind of too smart even before and too famous for him to not be mentioned. But if you kind of say that he was in like the early '60s or something, and he went to the Quantum Realm, and he with his family. Like years back, they're like, "Wow!" and they can kind of just bring it up, like it's just some history fact. But you don't have to keep like it's something that because no one talks about freaking, I don't know, random history guy.
Also, you can also give them their kind of dumb original like kind of '60s design. You know,
yeah, you can
give Richards being some generic white dude with smoking a pipe and be like. Oh yes, I'm Reed.
Exactly, and it can work. You can give them their '60s design. They went to the Quantum Realm in the '60s, around the same. They can go in the same time that freaking the Wasp or whatever her name is went in.
And the reason why they didn't age is because their mutations. There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So would you give Fantastic Four their own movie first, or
yes,
or Von Doom his own movie, and then have them coming off of that.
Man, Von Doom is in the Fantastic Four movie, but I don't want him to be the first main villain.
Really?
Yeah, they
should just allude to that.
Actually, you think Victor could be the next like big bad villain of the next phase of the MCU, like kind of how Thanos was?
Yeah, that's why because they kind of
he has
like,
his own country,
load.
Diplomatic immunity.
Like you know how many times other people have fought Dr. Doom?
Right.
Dr. Doom is dangerous for like isn't he the main reason why the Ultimate Universe doesn't exist anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
he just smacked everything together.
He then
deleted the Ultimate Universe afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. Like it give him his own like I don't think he should be what we're leading up to instead of because in the all three of the Fantastic Four movies Dr. Doom is the main villain.
Wait, I thought it was two movies.
There's three
because
of them.
Because remember Fantor Fourstick with Michael B. Jordan as John.
Oh Smith. Yeah, I purged that out of my memory. God.
Yeah, and so all three of them, even the one where you think Galactus is the main villain, he barely shows up. He's a fucking cloud in that movie. So and they fight fucking
Silver Surfer for like 3 minutes.
They fight Dr. Doom with Silver Surfer's powers for the last bit. No, Johnny Storm does with all four of the powers.
And so
people in the main eye, they see Dr. Doom as some shitty ass fucking villain that the Fantastic Four just beats first. No, this nigga is a genius. And he doesn't even fight as much. If anything, Dr. Doom does less fighting than any other villain because he's just gonna send Doombots.
And that's the thing that's scary is that like they kind of killed off Tony, so like they can't really show off how smart Dr. Doom is, and you know Chadwick Boseman passed away, so I don't know what they're gonna do with Black Panther. So literally, like the smartest people in the MCU are all like the other gone. The only other one you can think of
would be Reed Richards and then Hank Pym, but they made Hank Pym super old.
Yeah,
there's no Reed Richards in this MCU.
And I guess there's freaking Bruce Banner, but
they don't like it's funny that
they barely show how smart he is. Sadly.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. Like the one scene where they're gonna show like how he cured the Hulk, they just deleted out the movie.
Exactly. So it's like we don't know how smart he is. So I think they should just. I don't know how they would make because Reed Richards should be the smartest. I think that they should make Reed Richards like. And I guess, Professor Xavier, he's technically in the MCU now. We just haven't seen him.
Owned by
how he's going to be introduced. He's owned by the MCU, so I guess he's in the universe, kind of, maybe.
Yeah, because, like, the weird thing about the MCU is that, like, they tried setting up the Inhumans as the next mutants, and they're going to try to basically do mutants except that they're Inhumans. But then they bought the rights to X-Men, so like the Inhumans are now kind of dumb and useless.
Yeah, I don't want to see any movie.
If their X-Men are brought into the MCU, they need to redo it again. Because what Fox happened, they revamped their universe, and it worked. I think it worked rather nicely.
Up until the Phoenix movie, which they tried to do again.
Right. And then on top of that, now they're bought by another company that has different stuff, and they need to be restarted again. Because those type of characters that they had in the last, like the Days of Futures Past and X-Men First Class and Apocalypse,
they don't seem like they're not gonna fit in what the
MCU is right now.
You know what? This is probably a hot take. They should have ended the MCU at Endgame. That should have been the last MCU movie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think
they should have splurged their load, dude. Like I said this several times on the podcast.
Well, yeah.
You ain't beaten, like, there's not many entities that they can introduce that the audience will be able to comprehend easily into the MCU outside of Thanos. And they used them too early. They used all of their good
stuff. The only one that I can really think integrated into the MCU is probably Galactus.
Yeah.
And even Galactus is crazy. And maybe MODOK, maybe.
Yeah, MODOK. But MODOK does MODOK work with Doom? Because that's a good integration for him too, if he does.
No, he runs AIM pretty much.
Just
typically.
And who else? There's one other. I can't think of him. He's some guy.
I mean, yeah, like, what if I was going to add in, like, you know, you can't add in the Beyonder or, like, you can't add in the Living Tribunal or, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, those niggas.
The One Below All. Like,
hey, you can't even do that.
No standard movie audience is going to get that.
You can't even do, like, the Skrull invasion because they made Skrulls good people now. So,
exactly. Bro, I hated that so much.
You
hated it? I hated that so much because they literally, like, destroyed the storyline that they could have did, the Secret Invasion storyline.
Right, yeah, but, yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to go for. Are they trying to say, like, oh, since they're, like, they turn Skrulls into innocent space immigrants?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. They're, like, a horrible warmongering space race.
What happened to Super Skrull? What about him?
Skrull would have been interesting.
Super Skrull would have been interesting.
There's really not that many fucking...
Have they touched on Taskmaster? Because he's...
Showing up in Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
They have no other, like, there's no other villains for Avengers, like, for just the main threat. This is just Galactus. It's literally Galactus. And who else? I saw the Annihilator or whatever his name is.
Yeah. It's just the Avengers exist. Like, pretty much, if you have any villain that shows up in any individual movie that's, like, world-ending, then the question is, where were the rest of the Avengers? What the fuck were they doing?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, Strange, he deals with spiritual threats, not the...
Doctor Strange is the only one I could see that can still have a solo movie because, like, the Avengers can't deal with Dormammu. Right. They're just not.
And Doctor Strange has so many other adventures that, like, they can tap into with him that I'd be fine seeing on the big screen.
Like, yeah, Spider-Man...
They left Doctor Strange's movie off in a cliffhanger because he was dealing with, what's his name?
Baron Mordo.
Yeah!
And we see the end scene with him. But Spider-Man, they messed him up because, like, they tied him too much into the Avengers stuff.
Yeah, they really
did. Especially where his movie ends off. Yeah. Like, with his identity being revealed. Like you can't do any more individual Spider-Man
movies. You really... It's kind of hard. Like, if the only way they would do it is if they kind of do a thing with the Spider-Man One More Day thing, where we talk about this all the time, but with the... If they delete everyone's memory that of him giving a secret identity, that's the only way I can see it working.
I want to see Mephisto appear and be like... Tom Holland, Spider-Man, what do you sell for your identity? He's like, I sell Zendaya's blackness.
What? Did we say this?
Yes, we did say this.
I know we said this. I don't know if we said this on the podcast.
I feel like we did.
Mephisto's like, so you want red-haired Mary Jane back? Yeah, of course, dude. Like,
come on.
But like, I feel... because JJ is... what's his name again? J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Does that mean the Sam Raimi universe is canonically canon in the MCU?
No. Unless they explain it with, like, multiverse theory that, like, just J. Jonah Jameson is always...
So J. Jonah Jameson is consistent among all parallel universes? That's some powerful stuff when you're that consistent across the multiverse.
He's Spider-Man so much that he will be consistent in every universe.
J. J. Abrams, he will be consistent.
Here is the host Pulitzer Prize winning two times.
Ooh, I know how the third movie could work. Kraven the Hunter.
And this is kind of like a theory. Kraven the Last Hunt, dude.
Kraven Last Hunt. Like, call
it Spider-Man, book?
Deadliest Hunt?
No, not the Deadliest Hunt. Most Dangerous Game. Most Dangerous Game. Yeah, that's Spider-Man 3, Most Dangerous Game. Boom!
Okay, so I'm going to give you the whole synopsis.
Contact me, Marvel.
So Marvel, I need you to do this. I need you to get rid of his suit. Forget about... And
again?
Guess what?
Again?
I need you to change... Yes, but look, this is going to help us, and it's going to be like... It's not going to be like, he changed his suit because of the movie. All right, so Spider-Man freaking... They forgot his identity, and since he's on the run, he's going to... Some police go and attack him. Ooh, tackle him. He has no suit. Since the police are after him, he can't use his suit. And so he's going to use the black suit like he did in actual Kraven's Last Hunt. And so he can stay stealthy, like, it's going to be kind of a more
night black suit.
No, not the Night Monkey suit. Don't wear that shit. Please. Please, God. I want to see a Spider-Man suit, but the black suit. I don't want to see
Night Monkey. Do you want to introduce the black... So, do you want to pull...
No, I don't want it to be symbiote.
A two-villain movie?
I don't know. I don't want it to be the symbiote. I never said
that. Just want it just to be the black suit.
Yeah, because in the Kraven's Last Hunt, he wore just the black suit. It wasn't the symbiote, though. I want that.
But the black suit I kinda, created after the black suit. After the
yeah,
symbiote,
but right? But they can switch some shit up. Like,
I mean, yeah, they can change.
Just
like, you know, Venom exists without Spider-Man, so, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. So if they can do that, then I can have the fucking black suit. I don't think audiences are going to be like... Bleh! I think only comic book fans are going to do that. And main audience are going to understand he's going to need this black suit. And then so Spider-Man gets arrested, but the freaking bus flips over or something on the way to jail. And so he breaks out and the government's like, we need fucking the best hunter. They get Kraven the Hunter, and he's some TV show ass nigga. I want to see like some camera crew. Steve Irwin. He's like, I'm going to catch some. He's like a bounty hunter. Like, he's like, I'm going to catch for my last hunt. He's doing his retirement hunt.
Fucking live stream.
The Spider-Man.
Some drones.
Like, that would be freaking cool. Have y'all seen, like kind of similar to, but not really. Have y'all played the Spider-Man Shadow Dimension game?
Yes.
Like with Deadpool, his mission where it's like a TV show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want that, but I want the mixture between Kraven in the city, but it's like drones everywhere, and he's and Spider-Man's always on camera. That would be some cool set pieces.
Spider-Man 3, most dangerous game. Contact us, Marvel. We got you.
And then, come on, Marvel. Let me write the movie.
The big meme is that, like, this Kraven isn't, like, something special. He's just, like, some regular dude. Just uses extreme tactics to beat up on Spider-Man.
I mean, give us getting paid by what, like Kingpin? If you want to introduce him,
no, we don't need
Kingpin. No, we don't need multiple villains. That's one thing that I think Spider-Man movies f up on is that they try to squeeze in too much.
Try to squeeze in every.
Like the only one that I think did that proper
is yeah, because Spider they kind of were just in background. It wasn't like the main, but. When live action Spider-Man movies, for some reason, they try to give every villain their own limelight. Like, no, we don't.
Hell, I mean, but that can also lead up to Sinister Six, which would be.
Well, yeah, but you got to take your time. That's true. The issue. Because, like, with the Andrew Garfield movies, they tried to rush that.
They did
rush like, that. Episode, like, Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 1, they were like, you know, a lizard. And then in Amazing Spider-Man 2, they're like, oh, we're throwing in the whole fucking. Green Goblin, Electro, and then we're gonna tease Doc Ock, Rhino, and all of them.
And like, Vulture. I'm like, what the heck?
I was like, you can't do that. You gotta drop to give them fucking, one at a time.
They're trying to make a fucking team up movie with the Sinister Six. I was like, what is going on? This is getting too OD. But like, yeah, they need to hold their load.
Isn't Chameleon like Kraven's like brother-in-law?
I think it's either brothers or cousins. I know. I think, but
that would be interesting. Like, both of them teaming up. So like,
oh yeah, that would actually be interesting. That's probably not.
That's the only.
Do you think Tom Holland deserves a Black Cat?
Yes.
Yeah. But like at the same time, like, let me be real with you. Like, not a fan of like Tom Holland Spider-Man. Like, I think he's good. Just like,
who do you think would be better if you had to recast Spider-Man again?
That's the thing is that like
I don't think it's his fault.
Tom Holland's gonna grow into the role, so like if we get a third movie, he's gonna be, you know, a bit older. He's gonna look a bit older, hopefully, because like,
yeah,
I don't like young Spider-Man. That's just
my favorite. I want college age Spider-Man.
Spider-Man PS4 Spider-Man, like, right. I've been doing this shit for 10 years.
Exactly. I like it's old. Funny.
In the span of his first debut in like Civil War into like right now, he's gone from like Civil War. I think he was at that age in real life as he's portraying. Now he's much older. I think he's like us in his early 20s.
Yeah, I need him. So this is what I want. I want a Spider-Man movie where he's like, I don't know, where the event kind of like the comics, like the Avengers call him up from time to time. But they're not really fucking with him like that.
Tom
Holland's foreign.
Like Samuel Jackson, hop off his dick.
Like, they kind of... I think I've said this before. They kind of just Ultimate Universe this one up. Instead of... he's not the main 616. And we kind of really haven't seen that. I mean, I guess with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, he was the most 616 out of all of them. But... Not as much as...
Now, here's an idea for you. I was talking to a friend about this, actually, right before the podcast. So, live-action Spider-Verse movie. But, hear me out. So, you have Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire. But, you get Donald Glover to play an older Miles from a post-apocalyptic universe. And he's the one who comes to the portal to collect Tom Holland. And Tom Holland's like, who are you? And he's like, oh, well, I guess there's not a Miles in this universe. You know, that creates interesting interaction. Yeah. And then also, we've never seen it the opposite way around. We've never seen a Miles who's already experienced what Peter is like trying to mentor a young Peter to tell him, this is that what you need cool. to be.
That would be cool. But I also would like... If we had a movie that reset everything and gave us a new Peter Parker, I would like it to have all. I don't know if how much this would be too much fan service, but if you had like the same Spider-Verse type thing of multiple Spider-Men, but have Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire reprise their roles as older Spider-Men. As a cameo of some sort, you know? In that
go ahead and make that its own movie. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's my thing. It's like, I wouldn't want that just to be a cameo. I want that to be its own movie, because, like, what is Tobey Maguire doing now?
Nothing.
Nothing. What is Andrew Garfield doing now?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm pretty sure they're going to want some money, you know? Because I hear that, like, Toby, he's like, I'm down to play it again, but I'm not really, like, in the mood, you know? And Andrew's kind of the same way, but, you know, if you offer up that fat Disney bucks.
Dang. They missed the opportunity with this, because imagine, like, a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, yeah, but...
Parker, I guess.
Or, what's his name that plays Robin / Nightwing in the Titans show? He could be a good Peter Parker. Dustin, you know what I'm talking about? You see,
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, though. You mean the fuck Batman guy?
Yeah. That guy.
I heard the show actually wasn't that bad.
I just didn't get around to watching it because I don't have...
I haven't watched it yet, but...
My sister says that she likes it. But...
Like, the costumes, A, were, like, really bad. Like...
Yeah.
People were crying because they were like, a Black Starfire. I was like, I'm not upset about that.
No, it's not
that. It's not that. It's just that I've seen Black Starfire cosplayers do a lot better job.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was at MomoCon, and it was... A good, it wasn't Starfire, it was Blackfire, but it was a Blackfire, and she was fine. Seen the picture, because I took a picture with her.
Yeah!
Like, the Starfire they had on the show had, like, some Cheeto Puff weave. Like, it was looking bad. It was looking bad. I was like, DC, come on now.
It wasn't very cash money.
You gonna give us a diversity role, and then you gonna do them like this, bro. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, and they gave Beast Boy green hair instead of turning him green. He only turned green when he turned to an animal. That was dumb.
It is stupid.
Yeah.
I think they did better with Doom Patrol. The characters on Doom Patrol look way better.
Also, Doom Patrol, from what I hear, is a really interesting and good show.
I'd never heard of Doom Patrol before the show, and I was really
like, haven't?
You did?
No, I didn't.
Did you not see the episode of Teen Titans?
I did remember. I had to rewatch it, but I was like, I couldn't remember what the fuck is going on.
You don't remember X-Men before they were X-Men?
Yeah, I do now. But when I first saw the trailer for it, I was like, what is this? But I was like, oh yeah. But of all things, they greenlit it was that. I was like, huh, okay.
Because like, man, there's the episode where. They explain that the Beast Boy in the Teen Titans TV show was part of the Doom Patrol. That's why he has the purple outfit.
Right. But it's funny. It's one of my favorite things to remember about the original Teen Titans show is that how just on almost a weekly basis, just Slade just comes back every so often just to beat up on some teenagers.
I mean, yeah, that's what he does in the comic book.
Just to thoroughly smack around.
It gets even worse in the comics. Because he's not just beating on them.
He's killing them. Right. Anyway.
He's having illegal relations.
Yeah, Slade is... Deathstroke. Deathstroke. I don't know why I said Deathstroke. Deathstroke is... He's pretty funny. You know, he kind of... In the show, Slade, he kind of... Fucked Robin up psychologically. Like, he was beating that nigga ass.
Oh, he's punning that shadow.
And he wasn't even real. He wasn't even real. And Robin was getting his ass beat. Like,
he had physical bruises. How do you get your ass beat physically by a figment of your imagination?
Punching himself, dude.
Bruh, he was beating that nigga ass on one episode. And Robin almost fell off a building. He grabbed his ass just so he can. And he saved him from dying just so he can beat his ass some more.
Yes, I remember that.
Like, Slade was
then, really, like, his voice was so silky. It was just like,
oh, God,
that's silky Teen Titans.
Right.
He's like, your life is fucking over now. And he beats these kids' asses. And in one episode, he had Robin beating up them niggas.
Right, he turned Robin in one of the episodes, right?
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. And then
beat their asses or I'm going to electrocute them.
I can't think of Teen Titans Slade without thinking about that. like, especially when it comes to the end of the series with the Trigon arc with Raven, I can't think about Slay without thinking about that one video. The Zone 10 video, I can't.
Bro, no, 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 as we're cutting that, you... Shit, that's the end of the episode, too. I'm at the 50-minute mark. Nah, I'll leave it right there. Dawson, do you have anything, like, a final debate so we can move on from that? Please. All right. Please.
Which is the best video that you've seen on the...
No!
On the hub.
No, for fuck's sake. I'm trying to run a professional talk podcast.
Are you?
Yes, what do you mean, or am I?
We say fucking a lot.
But not... Look, there is a gray area, and then you go into the black. No, just...
No, we're just like Joe Rogan, dude. You know, no, Joe Rogan can talk about DMT.
I don't have the street cred to be Joe Rogan just to do Joe Rogan bullshit yet.
I mean...
All right. Siri, I don't have... Let's see, let me think. Shit.
Fuck, Deshaun just threw a... axle wrench into my fucking tire of this perfectly moving car.
No, I didn't, bro. Like, who in your audience is gonna go look that up?
All right, okay. I have a good ending debate. All right, so if you could introduce any superhero that has not already been kind of not try to think outside the box.
Do you want
any superhero into the MCU?
Oh, that's I already had the thing Deadshot. Fucking Moon Knight.
He's already been announced, nigga.
He's already been announced.
Wait, what? He has?
He has a TV show.
Yeah, he's getting a TV show.
It has to be a good TV. I wish they still had the deal with Netflix, because Netflix did Marvel TV shows pretty good.
Yeah.
They would have done Moon Knight really good, but fuck.
Any superhero that you think should be introduced in the MCU?
Sure, let's just say MCU, because if I was talking about like DC, I would think like the logo would be cool to introduce.
No, because it's kind of introduced everybody. Let's do DC. Yeah, let's do DC. DC would be a lot better.
A good Lobo movie would be funny.
Yeah, Lobo would be cool.
Lobo with Henry Cavill Superman, that would be interesting. superhero, so
yes.
Superhero, okay.
Superhero.
Or just supervillain or anybody. I just kind of
Blue Beetle would be cool.
Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, the original Blue Beetle.
Yeah,
you know how fly that movie would be.
That would be cool.
Just like it'll be. I kind of imagine it like a fucking, I don't know, Kick Ass, but not Kick Ass.
Yes,
I see what you're talking about.
Like Kick Ass in a world with actual superheroes.
The Music Meister.
The Music Meister. The Pied Piper. Let's get that nigga in there too while we're at it.
Oh, exactly. Dude.
Can I get, instead of, I know they're changing tides with a new grittier Batman, with this new Batman coming up, but I want a full on new Batman movie that it's just like the Jason Todd stuff.
You want Under the Red Hood?
Yes, like
live action Under the Red Hood.
Yes. And it's just as gritty, and it's like, who the fuck is this dude? And it's like,
yeah,
how do you not know he fucking Bruce? Or he rips on.
I want this Robert Pattinson Batman, the deal with the Court of Owls. That seems like his type of vibe. This is the type of Batman to introduce that type of storyline.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of fan theories going around that the new one's going to be, actually, like, the main one's going to be the Court of Owls.
Robert Pattinson could also do Mask of the Phantasm. That would be cool.
Yeah, but you have to have Harvey Dent. Oh, wait, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Sorry. Excuse me, I'm thinking about the Judge. Because that one episode of Batman animated.
Fucking the Judge was actually kind of...
Look, they're trying to... You don't have to have Harvey Dent for a Harvey Dent story, because Longest Halloween is basically about Harvey Dent. Right. And that's what they're basing this movie off of.
And if you do Mask of the Phantasm, that also goes into what... Is that Joker lore still canon?
Which one?
What? The one that he was like a retired... He was a mobster originally.
I mean, anything's canon, really.
Yeah, remember, there's three Jokers.
Right. Three Jokers, remember?
When did the new volume of that issue of that come out?
It comes out this month.
Perfect. That gives.
Because like it's just in and off on Jason Todd blowing out fucking Silver Age Joker's brains.
I did read that. That was pretty cool.
It's oof.
But you know, I still want the Blue Beetle and Booster Gold movie.
I think that wins.
That's a good one. But I want off tangent. Give Plastic Man a TV show.
Yeah, we need Plastic Man to have a TV show.
That would be fun. Yeah. I'd tune into that every Saturday.
I want James Gunn to direct this Booster Gold Blue Beetle.
Oh, that would be
a movie. Yeah.
I want fucking Blue Beetle to die like he did in the comics at the end of the movie.
Dang. But you want one and done, huh?
Yeah, I want one and done. There's no need for sequels. Sequels, for some movies, sequels kind of, if they try to make a franchise, it's going to ruin it.
Okay.
I just imagine, like,
if we can't Booster have
Gold does the narration kind of like Deadpool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, and I returned to the future after that. Things were never the same without my buddy. He just like has like a photo of him and Blue Beetle standing together. He just like gently rubs it.
like the Wolverine on the bed from the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good stopping point for this episode. And I thank once again everyone for listening to the Re-Up Podcast. You can find us at our website, reup-podcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at the Re-Up Podcast and on SoundCloud. Look up the Re-Up Podcast there and you look for our logo. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we will see everyone next week.